Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. This week, we are starting things off talking about Attorney General Hector Balderas. He sent a letter to county sheriffs and also local police agencies across the state saying that they needed to enforce legislation that was passed by New Mexico's state legislature and signed by the governor regarding gun control. Can you give us an update on exactly what the letter said?
Yes. So the Attorney General addressed this law, which will take effect July 1st, and it is specifically the background check law. He said to the sheriffs and the commissions who had already put their weight behind, basically saying, you know, these are unenforceable. It counteracts our Second Amendment rights. His take on it was, you must enforce them, or else you are liable for any incident that occurs because you didn't. Now, something to keep in mind is that the sheriffs and the, I believe it's something like 29 counties who have said that they can't do this, I've been very specific about saying, hey, we don't even have access to the databases, to the information needed to do these background checks. So your letter is as out of turn. Your opinion is out of turn. So this is going to get interesting, because now we're talking about the chief legal opinion in the state addressing the issue. And that all comes back to these counties and these sheriffs of these areas who have said, we are strictly behind doing what is necessary to protect our citizens, but we are limited in how to do that.
Now I want to move on and hear about a USA Today investigation regarding state legislatures and how special interest groups and corporations play a role in creating legislation. Can you share about that?
Yes, so readers can pick up Tuesday's edition of the Alamogordo Daily News, which will carry a USA Today investigation, a two-year investigation into what we call model legislation. And this is language used in state houses throughout all 50 states, which was either crafted by special interests or, in large cases, corporations. The interesting thing about this investigation is they look at all 50 states and they compare them. And the idea is, hey, readers, hey, citizens of this nation, you should know if your elected official is doing the job that you elected them to do. So it's a great way to inform yourself about the origin of ideas that basically create policy in your state. So New Mexico does very well when it comes to not passing this type of legislation in comparison to, say, some of our neighbors. Arizona has particularly high numbers of legislation, model legislation that was passed in the last 2 or 3 years. New Mexico has in the past a bit of history in introducing these bills that have that language that's kind of crafted by outsiders. So I urge readers to pick up a copy of the paper. The investigation is very detailed and it's very human. It breaks these laws down into stories that mean something to our communities.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you.